Hello and welcome to Screen Time. We're back. I'm joined by the legendary Simon Crust.
Good evening and welcome. I'm so hot, but I don't care.
And the one and only Mark Costello.
I am the one and only, and you can't take that away from
Chesney.
me.
Yeah. We're back in a little bit crazy in the heat. Tonight we're looking at our best 4K and digital recommendations, some of the advantages and disadvantages of titles on the format in 4K versus digital, looking at maybe alternative ways you can view them.
Upside down
And
or left to right?
yes, in different aspect ratios, with or without
Oh.
Atmos. And why we, and really by we, I just mean me and Mark, because it turns out Si doesn't have any. But why me and Mark insist on
Mark and I.
painfully and expensively importing all the absolute trash that Vinegar Syndrome has to offer from the States just because of magnet clasps, and worryingly, even despite not having magnet clasps sometimes.
Don't underestimate the power of a magnet clasp is the
Yeah, no,
takeaway from this.
just the chance of having a magnet clasp is enough to get us importing. Anyway, that's what we'll be covering. And first up, let's look at our supporters and what they can win. We've got some new patrons. Chris Ward has joined. Thank you very much. And
Hello,
we've got an
Chris.
extra special thank you for Mr. H, Peter Yule, Lawrence Dalton, Tim Silvers, Franz Visser, Warren Barr, Shane W, and Gavin Wilkes, who have been patrons for 5 years.
Wow, well done, chaps.
Blimey.
That's a long time. That's
Thank you.
That's a lot. I feel like they all deserve like a Seagal DVD in the post.
Let's hope they've got their money's worth.
Yeah, I recognize some of the names, I think so. What have we got that you guys can win at the moment? We have a whole stomping amount of 4K discs. We've got Zodiac in 4K, Sweeney Todd in 4K. Lethal Weapon Steelbook in 4K.
Nice.
Subway, Luc Besson Subway in 3-disc limited edition 4K. Talk
Weird.
to Me,
Magnet
4K
clasp.
box set. No magnet class. There's no magnet class on any of it.
Not,
Oh,
not
wait.
worth winning
No,
any of them
no.
then.
No,
Not
there's
worth winning
no.
any of them.
Species in 4K.
Oh, maybe
And
that one.
Nice Guys on 4K and Darling on 4K. I mean, there's a lot of
It's
4K
a lot
there.
of 4K.
I just
It's the
don't
best
know
way to
why.
watch.
Yeah, also some DVD competition.
Not so good to watch. I know you were serious. Oh,
No,
sorry.
serious. Serious. You already read those? Bought Us a
Oh.
Coffee, Plinky, Doniture, Bruce Leroy, and someone. I always like it when
Hello,
someone.
thank you. It was yummy.
Yes. Although oat milk next time. Right. Let's have some 4K recommendations. Now, if you want full reviews, head over to the site, because we're going to sling through this playing a numbers game. And this is because we on the review site firmly believe in numbers and scores doing the job that our thousands and thousands of words simply cannot. So first up, Mark, you reviewed the 007. It was a good start. Lots of numbers there.
There we go.
The Sean Connery 6-film James Bond collection 4K Blu-ray box set thing.
Yeah, I did. So I'm starting with the numbers.
Yep.
Overall movie score, 9 out of 10. Because,
You've got to break it
op.
down. I'm going to make you
Ops.
break it down.
You want me to break it down film by
Yes.
film?
Yeah, I'm going to put you
Okay.
on the spot.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going Dr. No gets an 8.
Okay.
From Russia with Love gets an 8.
Okay.
Goldfinger gets a 10. Just
Yes.
ops.
Okay.
Thunderball, it's a lowly 7.
Yeah,
I'm
but
more
that's average.
a never say never again man, if I'm honest.
Okay.
But You Only Live Twice jumps up to a 9 before we bring it on home with the most controversial one. Diamonds Are Forever, another solid 8.
Oh,
I love Diamonds Are
drugs. Be
Forever.
kind of okay with those. I
Love
don't know whether I.
The
Diamonds
heat
Are
is making
Forever.
your brain melt.
Yeah, but Little Nelly, you got to give it some extra points.
Well, I did. That's why I
Okay.
got 9. So I said,
Yeah.
right. So Pitch Perfect gets an 8, big
Okay.
upgrade over the previous ones, but still some issues. Audio, it's a 7. Original audio is in there, as well as brand new Atmos remix. There's some problems with the Atmos remix. It's clipping some dialogue, some issues with musical cues, but overall, it's not a bad choice. Extras get an 8. There's a lot of stuff on there. The majority of stuff in the previous set is included. So overall, I've given it a solid 8 out of 10.
Nice. Right. Okay.
All
very
those
good.
Words to say just those numbers.
Well, I mean, yeah. basically, how many times have you had someone come along, read the numbers and go, how did this happen? And you're thinking, I wonder where they could find out. I just wonder. I wonder where that, oh, wait, you could scroll up. What? Okay, crazy. Kingdom of Heaven, 4K.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for mine to arrive. How awful is that?
Well, let me tell you what you can expect, Mr. Crust. Obviously, the director's cut, because the theatrical cut is not included in this.
Good.
Director's
good.
cut
good.
Is a fantastic 9 out of 10. Unfortunately, yep. Orlando Bland brings the side down a little bit, but otherwise it's pretty spectacular. Picture quality, lowly 2K upscale, but it looks fabulous, 9 out of 10. Sound quality, brand new Atmos track on there. It sounds amazing, 10 out of 10.
Nice.
Extras. It's got that massive, as Scott tends to do on all his releases, that massive 3.5 hour odd making of, plus God knows how. There's just everything you want on there, 10 out of 10. So overall, that is a solid 9 out of 10 release. And the Steelbook is a thing of beauty.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I thought so.
Oh. Nice. Okay. And Dark City.
Dark City. What can I say? Saw this a couple of years before The Matrix came out. Loved it. 10 out of 10 all around for this crazy sci-fi noir, thanks to Richard O'Brien, mostly. He's just amazing. And, you know, Melissa George and Jennifer Connelly help as well. Picture quality and sound quality both get 9 out of 10. Good picture. It's a strange picture. It's very, very dark. It's very, very stylized. Very, very bright, bold colours. The director's cut in there has some lower quality sources, so the picture quality drops a little bit, hence 9. The new Atmos track on there also gets a solid 9. Comes into its own at the end with crazy surround action. And it's another sweet set of extras with a huge amount. I think there's the most audio commentaries I have ever seen for a single film. There's 7 different audio commentaries for one film. It's nuts. There's all the old stuff, plus quite a lot of new stuff, including an hour of new interviews as well, which are fantastic. So again, another great package. That gets a solid 10 out of 10.
I mean, 7 audio commentaries.
7 audio commentaries. It's bananas.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of love.
It is, yeah. That's a lot. Simon.
Hello.
You have 2 Quatermass experiments.
Experiments.
Yeah, something. Experiments.
Experiment and 2.
It was referred to as QXP when I was asked whether we wanted the disc. And I was like, what the hell is QXP? And it's because it's Quatermass Experiment.
Experiment. Anyway. Yes, there's no E on the experiment.
No, and I didn't clock it. I was like, what the hell is a QXP?
You had to be around in 1955 to understand why.
Apparently. Scores.
Or read the review. Because it's in there. Scores.
On the doors.
On the scores on the doors, let me have to remind myself. Oh, I give that a bang average 7, because
so
it's
wrong.
Good, but it's
so wrong.
It's, you know, it's not great. To be honest, my biggest problem with the whole thing is the interpretation of Quatermass himself. I didn't particularly like that, and still don't.
You know who else didn't like it? Nigel Neal.
Yeah, the guy who wrote it. Neil, Orange Peel. He never liked it. And rightly so, you know, because it's different from his creation. Nevertheless, too much talk. I give the film a 7. You could probably squeeze an 8 out of that as well if you were a diehard fan, which obviously Mark is. Picture quality, fantastic restoration done from the best filmic elements that they could get their hands on, which is not the negatives. I give that a 9 all day long. It's brilliant. Sound quality, you've got the original audio, which is nice. You've got an AI-made 5.1 surround. The mono is the way to go. The AI, the 5.1 is okay, but, you know, it's very... I didn't get on with it personally. Your mileage may vary. So I gave it an 8 because you know, it's not great. And the mono is okay. Extras, 10 all day long. Just look at the set. It's amazing. everything about it, even the cardboard box that it's delivered to in your house, is fantastic, and I love it. So overall, I give that a the whole set, I give that a 10, because it's well worth it. It's absolutely worth it. It's brilliant. Very I love
nice.
It.
Very nice. And you have the second disc, the second box.
I do, yes. Now, for the first time, I think any of our looking at any of these Hammer releases, I've received the check discs and not a finished product. Every time we've reviewed anything from Hammer, it's always been the finished product.
But normally closer to release, though.
True.
We're like a month out, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, 2 weeks now, isn't it? A couple of weeks away. Or three weeks, maybe. Anyway, so I've got the check disc. I don't have any of the off-disc material, so I can't comment on that, even though looking at the pictures, it's bound to be the same fantastic stuff. I've only viewed it yesterday. I think the film is probably knocking on the door of a 7 as well. It's a bit more Nigel Neill. It's got his fingerprint all over it a little bit more, so it's slightly more in tune with the BBC serial that it's based on. But you know, quite a mass himself. What's his name?
What's John? Sid James?
Sid James, isn't it? Yeah, it's got these peculiar. It's got a bit of a song and dance, and he got Sid James being a drunk. So it is 7, but for different reasons. Picture quality is again very, very similar in terms of where they had to find the information from. The detail of this is on the disc itself. There's a restoration featurette because I don't have all the paperwork that comes with the set, which details exactly where everything came from and how they did it. But having viewed that, you know, they've done the best they can, and it's pretty good. It's not as good, I don't think. It's very, very close, but again, 9 for different reasons. Sound quality, exactly the same thing. They've got the original mono in there. They've got an AI produced 5.1. Both are okay. Just edging on distortion on both of them, actually. Again, that's baked into the source. Nothing you can do about it. I'll probably go an 8 on that. Now, extras. Now, this is an interesting one. Clearly, these two sets were produced together and to be released together, because all of the new extra material is filmed at the same time as everything on the first disc. And you can see that they've recorded everything in one big session and they split it up into all these different featurettes. And that's all great. But that's all that's on there, all the other things are just loads and loads of trailers and loads of different soundtracks and stuff. So whilst there's a whole host of extra stuff on there, it's probably not quite as good as the first one. Again, I don't have the off-disc material to bump it up a bit. So I'd probably go a 9 on that.
The box would have tipped it over, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the box. Well, everything in it, you know, it just you've got that thing in your hand and you're looking at it and you're stroking at it and you're going, oh, that's all lovely. Then, you know, it will probably pip it to a 10.
Yeah,
right. I have to admit,
I would go for a 9. But I think it's never ever going to be any better. So I think overall, it's going to have to be a 10.
I mean, the lesson to PR companies is send us finished copies and you get 10s.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, nice. That's not nice. Something we'd ever do. But
one of the things I will say with these Hammer sets, the books in them are the best books I have ever read.
They are fantastic. They are brilliant.
They're amazing.
Full of information. And these two quote books, they've got the comic book stuff. You know, it's brilliant. That's really good stuff.
So in this instance, absolutely, the off-disc extras for these sets are absolutely worth 2-3 extra points on their own, and if we don't get them,
we can't market.
As well played.
You like that?
And another lavish box set in Talk to Me.
It was an interesting film, this one. Hadn't seen it before, didn't know much about it. Aussie brothers, absolute manic, these two brothers. If you watch the featurette of they've got like a 15-minute interview with them, and they are bouncing off the walls, these guys. They are absolutely enthralling to watch because they are so energetic. Anyway, I really liked the movie. Found it very entertaining, a little bit scary, and, you know, a good twist on a known genre. So I give that a 9. Picture quality is as good as it gets. You know, nothing wrong with it. Nothing to fault with it. A 10. Sound quality. There's a 5.1 track, which is stonking, absolutely brilliant. Loved every second of it. Give that a 10. Extras, there's a whole bunch of extras, loads and loads of stuff on it, including that insane interview with the two brothers. I give it a 9. But overall, I dropped it a point because there is an Atmos track that is available, and this dish doesn't have it. So I think, you know, if it should have, if it's available, it should have.
Agree.
And it's not. So it loses a point.
Totally agree with you there, Simon.
Yep.
Nice. Okay. Well, I covered a Lethal Weapon.
Of course you did.
Yes. Obviously.
Tell me, directors or theatrical?
Why do you do this to me? I was just going to say 10, 10, 10, 8, 10 and be done with it and move on. But now you draw me in. Okay.
Theatrical, mate. It has to be theatrical.
No, theatrical. Directors. Yes.
No,
sorry. Theatrical. I'm doing directors all day long.
Mate. Nah, it's ridiculous. The directors has got some fun stuff in it, but it spoils Riggs's
introduction.
You don't know who he is until he shows his badge. In the director's cut, it spoils that entrance. So
no, you do know who he is because you see him do the drug
Christmas
deal.
Tree.
Yeah. So here's my argument here. So when he turns up at the police office and Murto doesn't know who he is, we know who he is because we've just seen him with the Christmas tree drug dealers.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But when they get assigned to be partners, the first thing Roger says to him is, I heard about what you got up to. That's some pretty heroic shit. Right?
Yeah.
It's the first thing he says to him. What he did with the drug dealers was not heroic. It wasn't even slightly heroic. It was borderline suicidal. He did with the sniper in the school full of kids getting shot was heroic.
No.
So when he says, that's some pretty heroic shit, he's talking about the sniper.
He's got to your brain as well.
It is.
No,
it is.
No. Yeah. No, because Murtaugh's taking the piss when he's talking
not.
About the Christmas tree stuff. But that's how it reads, and it reads better. Anyway,
he's just wrong as well,
Kaz.
He says it seriously.
He says it's a 10, yeah?
He's talking about the
sniper. Just give us the numbers, man. Come on.
I was ready there and got stuck in director's cut. Anyway. I'm very glad this has the option for both, because one thing I will say is I haven't seen the director's cut since DVD.
No, that's true.
And what it turns out is that Donna hated it.
No wonder he didn't make it.
Because he's not a director's cut.
Yeah, he did not want it released.
Yeah.
And I'll come to that on the scores later. But anyway, so 10 for the movie all day long. I gave 10 to the picture. I think it looks absolutely fantastic. Okay, yeah, 11 for the movie, and I think you want to give 11 for the picture as well, don't you, Mark? So
No, that's just silly, Kaz. Come on.
10? Okay. And the sound I'm going to controversially give a 10 to, because you got the Atmos, which, remix, and you got the original audio option. Yes, it's only on the theatrical version, but, God, as we've heard
the right
today,
version?
As we've the heard right today, version. People are very happy with that, so people shouldn't complain if they've only got the Atmos option on the director's cut. And I was perfectly fine with the new 2022 shotgun blasts. I got no issues. Extras, I gave an 8 to. The extras are terrible. There's like two extras. Yeah. But I gave it a stonking score because it's got the director's cut, which is the single most important extra for me. I have waited since the DVDs to retire the DVDs to get this set with that extra on it. So I was very pleased with that. And I do actually quite like the two new featurettes they have, because there are a lot of people reminiscing over Richard Donner and his impact on them. And it made a nice different flavour from the standard behind the scenes stuff. So that was quite nice.
Looked old, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean...
Looked old, oh bless him.
The two points I will say about it is that I understand that a lot of the other extras, including Donner's commentary, could not be included because he did not want any release that had his a director's cut, including the commentary he recorded. So they have apparently not been able to include it for those reasons, which is perhaps why we didn't get it last time out on Blu-ray. The other thing is, I kind of understand why they didn't have too much more with Gibson on it. I think it's a shame because...
Too much more? There was nothing with Gibson on it.
All right. I just... I get it. I just mean...
He's on the cover.
I just mean... I kind of wouldn't mind another fifth Lethal Weapon, and I don't have a big... big hate for having another Lethal Weapon movie. So I think it was a shame that if they've got all these guys still alive, they couldn't have had a bit more from them.
Agree.
Anyway, 10 overall because I'm not good at maths.
Yeah.
Lovely sets. I got the stupid edition and I immediately regretted getting the stupid edition because I was like, why do I need the stupid edition? I just get the regular. And then the stupid edition turned up and I was in love. It's amazing. And I was so in love that Mark heard my love and got his own stupid edition. And I could have given him a regular edition. I said, do you want the regular edition? Because I got the stupid edition. He went, nah, I want the special one. Give me the special. So
let's be honest, Kaz, as we'll come on to later on today, if I have paid an awful lot more money for an awful lot more tap for an awful lot crapper films,
I cannot
not have full tap version for a film as amazing as Lethal Weapon.
You didn't even pre-order it. I don't know where we went from you can have a free finished copy to not enough tap. But anyway.
I have my sources.
What else? Nice Guys.
Come on, numbers, Kaz. Just come on.
I gave you all the numbers. Nice Guys.
Just 8, the numbers.
10, 9, 9, 9. I don't even know what that means.
That's the police number.
It feels like it. But maybe. I don't think they respond to that anymore. 8. I really like Nice Guys. Shane Black. His last good movie? His last great movie? After Iron Man 3? Anyway, had a lot of fun with this. Ryan Gosling, Russell Crowe. It's a blast.
It's brills.
They should have made like 8 sequels. In any sane world, it would have been like Master and Commander. We'd have got a whole bunch of sequels. But we don't. We don't have that world where sequels to The Nice Guys and sequels to Master and Commander exist.
Reality, aren't we?
Yeah, instead we... Yeah, we get other things. Picture quality 10. I thought it cleaned up real nice. 9 out of 10 for sound. A fantastic selection of extras. I gave it 9 again for on and off disc extras. I did order the finished copy despite having the check discs because I love Shane Black and I love this film. And I gave it a 9 overall. I feel like I could have really screwed with everybody who just reads the numbers and given it a 10, but I was obviously in a good mood that day. Species, go on. Species. I'm going to read one thing that sums up this entire film. Legendary nonsense. Legendary
nonsense. Did you say
nonsense.
Great boobs?
No. I just said boobs. He said he was going to say one thing.
Yeah.
Boobs. It's for all those people who said, you know, the one thing missing in Aliens, an alien. Boobs. Because we've all said Alien it when we watch those films. The only thing missing is boobs. And there we go.
Really?
No one has ever said that, Kaz, ever.
Okay. Well, I feel like it's something you might say. So anyway.
I might say it.
It's a lovely set. It's another one we've got competitions for
it's a lovely set, Kaz. Is that what you said?
It's a lovely set, yes. Lovely set. Yeah, it's good timing.
Set.
Good timing with the photos that were being shown up.
I meant the set being boobs, Kaz. You kind of completely missed that, didn't you?
No, I heard it. I just ran with it. So, you know, it's funny about the artwork for this. It got banned. The artwork that is in the review was actually the original artwork submitted, and they cut the boobs. So if you go to the review, there's a picture with boobs.
Perhaps,
and then
perhaps
if you look at
the
finished,
the
if you look at the finished copy, so if we go right down to the bottom of the review with the extras, it's got a picture with the boobs. It's a little bit higher than that.
How many times have we said the word boobs during this review?
I don't know. It's just under the special species section. So that is the original artwork for this release. And it was submitted by
obviously the same guy. It should have been banned because it's terrible, quite frankly.
Yeah, but we get the exact same version. But this time what they've done is they've taken the word species and they've put it over the boobs.
That's awesome.
So,
nice. Oh, man.
Anyway.
I feel sorry for the poor people who can only got audio.
Yeah, for those not watching, Stuart is making sure we don't miss the boobs.
Yeah. There's a lot going on in the background here. I gave it a 7. I mean, it is... absolute nonsense. It's got a
the
cast...
film. Oh, the film's terrible.
It's got a cast that does not work for it.
Yeah.
But it's still hugely enjoyable nonsense. I had a lot of fun and nostalgic fun catching up with it. It's just, it doesn't lean hard enough into all of its nightmarish, Geiger-esque ideas. I mean, he's on board to create these things, and there are glimpses of great, but no, I gave it a 7. 88's pictures, a 9. Audio's an 8. Extras, yeah, that got an 8 as well. I didn't have the finished copy at the time. I have a feeling with boobs in hand, it might have got a couple of extra points.
Boobs in hand. How many more of these are you going to drop during this review?
I think that's it. Unless we need to compare between 4K and digital for these titles.
You're channeling Sid James all of a sudden. I should have mentioned him, should I, before?
You should not. You should not. I'll do a dance in a second. Head over to the review site to read our full and extensive reviews. Or if we went too fast, just catch up on the scores. They're written there. Digital recommendations. Mark, you're going to recommend Ironheart?
I am going to recommend
Ironheart. Ironheart is
not.
Great.
No. So I'm not going to recommend Ironheart. It's dross.
Oh, my God.
I am going to recommend.
Looks so worried there. You're not.
This room, when I should read the running order, really. Because
I absolutely love it.
I mean, what's even worse is I'm the biggest MCU shill. I mean, I'm the one that gave Thor, Love and Thunder an 8 out of 10. So quite frankly, you know, if Ironheart is still complete pop, then it must be terrible. So no, I'm going
to
recommend
To be Predator. Honest, the four is supposed to be too high. I will say you were being a bit MCU shill there. Sorry.
I was being a little bit, but, you know, they keep backing up trucks of money to my door. So, you know, what can I do? So no, I'm going to recommend Predator Killer of Killers instead. It's been out a while now.
What a great film.
Breath of fresh air, absolute breath of fresh air. It distilled everything what we just wanted Predators to do. Every time you had that fancy about, oh, I'd love to see a Predator versus a Viking. Oh, I'd love to see a Predator versus a Samurai. Oh, I'd love to see a Predator versus a World War II fighter jet. Right, maybe not that last one. Maybe not that last one. But all in all, it was a blast. Fantastic animation, some superb visuals. And a lot of people didn't like the fourth story where it brought them all together, but I thought it was brills. So
loved
9 out of 10, all day.
Loved it.
Absolutely amazing.
I read your score and I was like, nah. And then I watched the film and then I was like, yeah. It's
he knows a thing or two, that Costello, you thought.
Yeah, he knows. I mean, it was absolutely tremendous. I will say it takes like maybe 15 to 20 seconds to get used to the animation. And I understand that for some people, 15 to 20 seconds probably means a channel flick. But it is worth sticking with because, my God, it is fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. Bro.
That's on Disney Plus. What do you, you gave it a 9, right? Because
I
didn't hear words. I just heard numbers. So it was a 9.
Yeah, I gave it a 9.
I'm going to recommend Warfare. I mean, it's an old review now, but I'm recommending Warfare because it's landed on Amazon. Get to see it.
Yeah, it's a great film.
Garland. I really enjoyed it. There's lots of back and forth in the thread about how realistic it is and how annoying it is that these people got into so much trouble and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but, you know, the story's told from them. It's their story, you know.
I also think it's
difficult to poke holes in a story that is written by themselves.
Well, you know, apparently
they were on
people can on AV forums, but
they were there. You know, this actually happened. Didn't they say at the beginning, like, three out of every scene has had at least three of the SEALs say, yes, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But
it's brilliant. What I found so fascinating about it is the fact that when you watch other army type films, you think people don't act like that. They act like they do in warfare because that is real. That's what they do. So it kind of, you know, kind of spoils all other World War IV films.
It does.
From now until the end of time.
It does take away that sense of sort of jingoistic bombast that's associated with most anything else that comes out, you know, and makes them human. A real, you know, we're responding in a human way to a horrendous situation where there isn't as much control as you'd want. I thought it was, I thought it was frightening.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
It was very good. And the credits are great as well because they show the real people. It was a nice touch. Oh,
get
I nearly
number,
went
Cass.
Without giving
did
it
you,
a number. Yeah, 9.
Say,
I,
what are you doing?
I gave it a 9, yeah. Yeah. It's a different but interesting counterpoint to his Civil War. If I had to pick between the two, you know what? I'm not gonna spoil
that.
No one's
asking you to do that.
Really enjoyed them both. Disc versus digital, pros and cons.
Don't I get a pick?
Yeah, well, we wanted you to, but you didn't come to the party for any of this. You have to give it a 9.
That was great. I enjoyed that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but you have
that
to go with my
love.
Score.
That needs a lot more love.
I gave it a lot of love. I had one person reply and say, I like this TV series.
Yeah, that's a great, great, really very entertaining film. Heartfelt, really catchy. It's everything about it is brilliant. God. It needs more love. Go watch it.
I don't know anyone else out of my house that has actually watched this film. Netflix was tracking 3 viewers until the other day.
No, it's awesome. It's really, really good.
Oh,
see,
wow.
I wasn't going to watch it because Kaz recommended it, but if Size recommended it,
it's worth a watch. It's fairly tropey, but then all these things kind of are. But it wins you over with a huge heart and some fantastic songs.
It's really good. Yes, yeah. I compared it to the Buffy musical episode.
Yeah,
because I think they very rarely manage to nail songs that really progress the story. And aren't just kind of part of it.
Not the Strange New Worlds musical episode then, Kaz.
Not the Strange New Worlds musical episode.
I've given
Kaz.
Up on that damn show.
Not watching then.
I gave K-pop, I think you gave it a 9.
You gave it a 9.
I would go with a 9, yeah.
Yeah, I don't... No, absolutely no one read it. And then, like, a week later, 4 people chipped up and said, oh, this is great, my family love it. Oh, I gave it an 8. Oh, that's why no one read it. If I'd have given it a 9, people would have read it. Damn it.
Well, it's because an 8 is below average on the forums, Kaz.
Yes, it is. Yes, damn it. I forgot that. It's the new numbers system.
Yes.
8 is below average, yeah. 9 is too high. Everyone just gives too many 9s out.
Overrated.
Disc versus digital, pros and cons. Really quick one on this, just to nip through some of the titles we mentioned, because, you know, if you don't want to watch Kingdom of Heaven, no, pay for Kingdom of Heaven on 4K disc, you can watch it on Disney. So I guess I'm looking at, there's a con to that. I mean, you guys know why you wouldn't watch on Disney, apart from the fact that, you know, you want a physical copy, but they've not got the extended cut on Disney. And I don't know whether it's even upgraded to 4K. So no one's watching the theatrical cut in HD on Disney in preference to the director's cut in 4K on disc.
No, absolutely not.
But that's the same with a lot of these. So why wouldn't we do, I don't know, Talk to Me. I don't know whether Talk to Me on digital has Atmos, but it's, you see, this is an interesting one. Second Sight are probably going to help upgrade Talk to Me to 4K on digital for $4.99.
Well, it depends if Second Sight have got digital rights, because don't forget it was released, but was it Lionsgate? Was it Lionsgate who released the first version? So I doubt that Second Sight have the digital rights. No. In which case, the Lionsgate first 4K disc, I believe, was also 5.1. It was only the American disc had the Atmos, I believe. So I think in this country, you're stuffed either way.
Be interesting though, if in US iTunes you can pick it up in 4K with Atmos on digital for a fiver. Nice Guys is HD to buy, but I mean, it's 4K Atmos and a really gorgeous box set. No magnet clasp, but come on. Quatermass is on Amazon in HD for those who want to test it, but come on,
you need to see the 4K. The restoration they've done far outstrips any streaming you can get. It's superlative.
And it won't be a great streaming an older HD
it's
version
not,
on
it's
Amazon.
Not. I watched the first 2 Quatermass films on HD just a couple of years ago, because the first time I'd seen them, and they looked pretty ropey.
They're pretty ropey. The blacks aren't great. It's just not good. It kind of almost ruins the film for it, because you're looking at the film going, oh, this is just terrible. And it takes you out, so therefore you can't get engaged in the film.
I can see that. Lethal Weapon's an outlier. See, I had the Lethal Weapon, whatever, the collection you can buy on iTunes, the Lethal Collection. The same one that you could buy on disc, but they released it on iTunes. and they've upgraded it to 4K, and the extras now include the director's cut.
Ooh.
So I can see an argument, and I wouldn't make this argument as someone who's physically got three copies of Lethal Weapon in the house at the moment. I mean, I wouldn't make this argument that people should not buy the disc. But if anybody is sitting out there going, you know, I'll wait until I get the full film set, which is a long game they're playing, I would say check your iTunes set, see if it got upgraded.
And interestingly enough, coming on to next one, Kaz, Bond 2 has also been on iTunes. Bond has been, certainly the Connery ones have been upgraded to 4K and Atmos, so I believe. I don't know.
Nice.
But people on the forums have said they have as well, so yeah.
But they dropped from Amazon, which I thought was flat out ridiculous. I actually, the other day, wanted to watch a Bond movie, wanted to show one of the Bond movies, or even maybe a clip from one to my son. The underwater car, funnily enough. I was telling him about the underwater Lotus.
So let me get this right. You own three physical versions of Lethal Weapon, but none of the Bond films.
No, I've got all of the Bond films. Do you know where the Bond films... Do you know what they came in? The Blu-rays. They came in a box set that is the size of my table.
The original.
Yeah, the Ultimate Collection, the book.
Yes.
The Bond 50 stuff, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I have no idea where it is. It's so big. It's so big, and it's not 4K,
but
it has been relegated to the back of one of the cupboards. It's not 4K. I was expecting an upgrade, and I didn't really plan on showing them to the kids because, let's face it, some of the Bonds, they do not treat their women particularly nicely.
Here
so.
It comes. Here it comes. Look at that beauty.
You've got my Bond 50.
It's yours, Kaz. It's yours.
Damn it, Mark. I knew it. I knew you had it. Anyway.
But all that time was spent reviewing it as well.
But do you know what I will say about all of this? What I will say about all of this is, though, and there's something I'll come on to touch about when we talk about the Vinegar Syndrome stuff later, is we've got an option. You know, these box sets that we're talking about, let's be honest, bloody expensive. The Quatermass sets are £60 a pop, and not everyone has £60 to burn on these sets. But the mere fact that for all of these you could go, and if you're just interested in the film, you're not bothered about special features, you're not bothered about the AV quality, the fact that you can still see all of these films either significantly cheaper or for free. I mean, hell, as film fans, don't we all win? We all win. Yeah.
Mm.
We've got the choice, man. That's right. See,
yes,
bring
I do.
The world together.
I do. You've always been a champion of choice, and
yes.
I'm more of a cynic than that. But I do, I am. But I do think that it is really nice. It's really nice to have the options to get things on digital, to get the lavish box sets, to get the standard editions. I mean,
yeah,
there's three different Lethal Weapons available, plus they're automatically upgrading your HD iTunes copy to 4K. I mean,
that's
everyone
exactly
wins.
Right. I mean, yeah. And have you started to change your tune since you've got access to my iTunes library as well, Kaz?
I've always come around to iTunes. And I just... I think I absolutely love picking up films that I don't particularly want to own on digital, and I also love picking up films that I don't particularly want to own anymore physically on digital, which it happens more and more often. I'm not talking about Bond, but for similar reasons, you can't find your old DVDs and Blu-rays because they're right at the back of the pile with all the 4Ks in front, and there are a lot of 4Ks now.
Mm.
So I
you just
do
need
like
better,
my...
You just need better storage systems, Cass. That's all it is. Just
I mean,
storage.
Yes, once the kids go and I can line
your
every
kids
wall
don't
in the
need separate rooms.
House.
Come on, that's what God invented bunk beds for Christ's sake. So you can have a media room. Honestly, Harlow.
I know.
Where's your dedication, man?
Yes, it's flagging. Clearly, as we move on to talking about boutique box sets that cost like £55 to import from the US, let's see. Why do me and Mark buy lavish box set from Vinegar Syndrome? So I don't know how I caught the bug, because I can see I've only actually reviewed one of these. But it's your fault. Wait, did we forget Navy SEALs?
I write that in the text. just before that we
no,
did
you wrote
complete.
You wrote Roadhouse.
No, he did put maybe
That's how
Sam's
you
How
read
Could
the
We Forget.
messages, Arlo.
Maybe.
And I agreed with its score that it should be a perfectly average 7.
I clearly read Roadhouse, which is also one of them. But yes, Navy SEALs. There we go. Okay, so Roadhouse is the first one on the list. Is this how it all started, or was it Navy SEALs? How did we start in this, Mark?
No, it started with me, actually.
No, not with you. You it started with you with the T-Rex and the Tammy.
Nope.
Beastmaster.
Oh,
Beastmaster.
God.
That was this was their
film.
This was Vinegar Syndrome's first VSU, the Vinegar Syndrome Ultra Range. Now I love the Beastmaster. Because, you know, naked Tanya Roberts, comedy ferrets, and Mark Singer. What's not to love? But I realized very quickly, and I don't know if you can pick this up.
Magnet clasp.
Oh, for those that missed it, I'm going to do it again. Oh,
come on, everything.
I mean, I can even hear
Damn
the
it.
sound, but it's not Atmos.
Honestly. So that's where it started. And then suddenly, since then, I've been collecting the line. And
yeah,
then...
but you didn't have me at Beastmaster. How did
no,
you seduce me?
I had
into
you
this?
At Roadhouse.
It
I
was,
had you
wasn't
at
it?
Roadhouse. That
Okay,
was it.
So for some weird reason, I don't really know why, because we have a UK Roadhouse now.
Yeah, but this was years ago.
I know, for some reason, Mark's talking about vinegar syndrome, and I'm thinking it's some disease he caught from drinking too much vinegar. And and it turns out it's this boutique label for just shit films. And he starts
mostly
talking about how terrible these films, and I'm like, I would not own any of those. And then he goes, Roadhouse is coming, and I'm like, damn it, order me a copy. And back then, back in those days, you could actually order two Vinegar Syndrome Ultimate Editions. In fact, because of the habit me and Mark got into, which lasted all of two releases, they banned people from ordering more than one.
Terrible.
So we got Roadhouse. He reviewed it. It's a lovely set with a magnet clasp. I mean, it's just a lovely edition. And then we got The Keep. I think that was the next one. And Michael Mann,
love it.
Deeply flawed film.
Deeply flawed film.
But
yeah.
you know,
first time released on HD, it skipped Blu-ray completely, didn't it? So that was that was a real get. That was.
I mean, for a while there, I remember me and you being super excited they were going to get this new, brand new, fangled cut.
Yeah.
And we didn't even get new shotgun blasts. So it was. But anyway, we got The Keep. You ordered that puppy for me as well. And then I think the next one on our list was Navy SEALs.
Yep, then it was Navy SEALs.
Navy SEALs.
No, I think it was Navy SEALs before The Keep. It was Navy SEALs before The Keep. Because The Keep was the one where I couldn't order you a second one, where they said, no, only limited to one. But I got you Navy SEALs.
You got me Navy SEALs, which was, I think that's one of my favorite of all the packages. And so far, so Magnet Clasp.
Yes.
And then we get Drop Zone.
Oh.
Drop Zone is a great one because we got Drop Zone. I'm probably skipping one because I think I skipped Virtuosity. But anyway, we got Drop Zone, which I actually really came around to that artwork.
It's good, isn't it? It's good.
I really like it, but it came with a little parachute man. And it just cemented what this boutique label is literally printing ridiculous box sets for me and Mark. And for some reason, there are other people out there because they sell out, and there are other people out there who think like us.
God,
I didn't even review this one. But Daryl,
yes.
Oh my God, this is my childhood, and they're all.
Of course it is.
And what we're paying for, I mean, let's be honest, the transfers are good. What we are paying for are these massively over-engineered boxes.
They are over-engineered, but they're so good.
And,
they
you
are
know,
over-engineered. And for these films. I mean, I
look at
you
this.
know.
This. What's this?
Yes. Yes, I know.
But that's so you can get everything out.
Yeah,
see?
I know. It's
see?
Crazy.
Look.
You don't have to tip it out. You can just like slide it out. It's super easy. And a magnet clasp so it doesn't all just fall out. I mean, they put a lot of effort into these releases. It
Amazing.
It's just a shame they can't get good films. They did. I'm not saying you know what? I'm not going to berate them too much because I'm all in. But it's mad that I've got Drop Zone on iTunes. And when Drop Zone gets announced by Vinegar Syndrome, I just lap it up. And Golden Child's the only one I
Golden
didn't get.
Child, yeah.
Hey, Golden Child, you weren't that impressed by a revisit.
No, but I tell you what, I watched this in the same week as Raging Bull. And guess which film I'm never going to watch ever again? It ain't this. Honestly. So do you know what? What they are doing, and the reason why they do it, is they are hitting the sweet spot. They are picking these slightly shabby, disheveled films that mean nothing to not that many people. Certainly no one, how do I phrase this delicately, outside of our generation, shall we say. And they are literally saying, hey, you want to revisit your childhood one last time? Why don't you do it in this souped-up war? So it'll go 88 miles an hour, you know. It's literally crap. They are physical media boutiques. They are drug dealers, and the drug is nostalgia, man.
I mean, it is working. I can't get enough of it. But no one else understands it. I showed Virtuosity to a friend who hadn't seen Virtuosity. So this is Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe. And I swear to God, Denzel Washington does not know he's in a movie this shoddy. He is absolutely committed to acting the pants out of the world. Russell Crowe does know he is in a movie this
he's
shoddy.
Amazing.
And he goes, like, dials it to absolute 11. So you got Denzel wondering why he's not up for an Oscar. And you got Russell in that suit in the picture. You got to go look at the pictures in the review.
Oh, look at that.
It's just
beautiful.
Such a mess of a film. Absolutely.
It is. But I tell you what they are doing, though. Of all these films, I like / love all of them, bar one.
Oh,
Congo.
Oh.
Congo is
Poor
rubs.
Congo.
I thought it was a bit rubs when I saw it at the cinema back in the day. And I watched it on this, and it still rubs. But do you know what? The only reason I bought it, part of the VSU line. Because
yeah,
do you know what?
Get that VSU line.
They have convinced me that you can indeed polish a turd. And I'm almost convinced. I'm almost convinced.
You
it's the only one I
would
You
can't. I ordered Jade, and you haven't ordered Jade. So
Jade, I've never seen Jade, so I don't know what I'm missing.
Oh, Jade is, I'm sure it's on Amazon or something. I mean, it's on something dodgy. Mind you, that to be fair, the director's cut is considerably better and never watched the theatrical cut.
It's at least a quarter of a point better.
Jade is like William Friedkin. So you're talking Exorcist, French Connection, Live and Die in LA. You're expecting something here. And it's David Caruso's debut. And this is the David Caruso who at the time was NYPD Blue. He was like big. He was going to be big, was the plan. He wasn't the David Caruso from CSI Miami that Jim Carrey takes the piss out of. He was the David Caruso who owned NYPD Blue. And then he dropped out and did Jade. And Jade is like a knockoff Basic Instinct. It's like,
it's not. I believe it's a knockoff Sliver.
Nah, it's better than Sliver. It is the sequel to Basic Instinct that really Basic Instinct
didn't
2
star
should have
David
been.
Morrissey.
No, but that never should have existed. That was a world class.
Stan Collymore was in Basic Instinct 2, for Christ's sake. That's how bad it was.
It was a bad movie.
They couldn't even afford actors.
It was a bad movie. I still remember, doesn't she like crash a car in the fast race car in the opening
Liverpool,
scene?
I think. It's Liverpool, I think. I don't remember.
Yeah. She like gets someone to drive really, really fast whilst
Stan
having sex
Collymore.
In the car. Is it Stan Collymore?
Yeah.
It made
yeah.
no sense as an opening scene. And that's how she killed them. She got them to drive really fast in the car whilst having sex. Anyway.
See, anyway, yeah, back to Vinegar Syndrome.
Well,
they should
release Basic Instinct
they,
2.
They
I
probably
like...
will. They probably will. But do you know what it is? You know what they've sussed out how they've cracked it?
Yeah,
you
know
know
your tastes
no,
from your search
no,
history.
No, no. What it is these things on the shelf, you could almost put them on the shelf. And do you know what they look like? They look like books. So you could almost convince yourself that this is a lavish book.
They
And therefore,
do.
because it's a book, It therefore has worth. It has intellectual worth. And look, it opens like a book. You can almost read it. Once upon a time. So that's what it is. That's exactly how they've done it. And do you know what? They are geniuses.
I'm going to have a whole library of Vinegar Syndrome titles, and people are going to come around and think I'm well-read.
Learned. They're going to think you're learned, Kaz. It won't take them long to realise they were wrong.
Yes. right. Yes. Cy doesn't have any Vinegar Syndrome. I feel like we should have had this podcast a long time ago, like several years ago, to get him on board.
He's ordered six while we've been talking. I've seen him click. He's ordered six. Yeah.
He's ordered none of these films because he feels he does not need...
all terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just ordered Sliver and Jade, you pervert. Yeah. Species.
His equivalent crack is like Second Sight.
Yes.
This is the Second Sight who gave him his 10 out of 10 dog soldiers. So...
no, they're not. So, Second Sight have a slightly better...
I agree.
Less trashy tasting films.
I agree. They get some really, really good titles in there. I just mean to relate it for Saw.
Lavish box sets.
Yeah. I would also think Second Sight don't always make must have releases, but their box sets make them must have. So that's where I'd compare them to Vinegar Syndrome. Back in the day of like Drive, sure, I need the big Drive set. But when they start releasing other titles, it becomes a habit of, well, damn, those look pretty, rather than I must have nice guys. It's like,
and Second Sight, like Vinegar Syndrome, yes, they release the massively expensive, massively elaborate box sets, but at the same time, they release the Sternly Amore, so caters for everyone. No one misses out. No one is forced to drop 60 quid or whatever, $60 on a fancy box with a magnet classical.
That they have such shit taste in films, I reckon we could have sold this podcast to Vinegar Syndrome to get some review copies in. Instead, they're going to hear it and they're going to go, what? These are amazing films. How dare thee? We've got Friedkin. We've got Snipes. We've got Michael Mann. We've got Swayze. You know, next month, we've got Sheen.
We don't know. Hopefully it's Sheen.
It's toss up between Sheen and Lundgren. I mean, come on, I was giving them the benefit of the doubt. To be fair, they've already got form with Sheen, so I'd go with that. But anyway, I love you guys, Vinegar Syndrome.
Yes, Vinegar Syndrome for the win. Everyone go buy him.
Yeah, we've got all, and I've only reviewed one of these damn titles, and Mark's reviews have persuaded me to get all of them.
That's all right. The next review coming, kids, is going to be Showgirls.
I know. I did get you on that one.
You did, you swag.
Yeah, anyway. I convinced Mark that he was missing. He had a gap in his collection. And he really didn't. No one needs to own Showgirls. I think it doesn't matter the box set. But anyway.
I had it on Blu-ray.
You did. So instead, you go to eBay and find this ridiculous Vinegar Syndrome Ultimate Edition because they sell like hotcakes because, I don't know, do they manufacture like 10? Anyway, they sold out. But you got one, didn't you?
I did get one. Let's just leave it at that.
We don't get to see it.
No, it's downstairs. It's in me, cinema room. These were just on the shelf here. That one's because it's primed up in my to-watch pile. It's downstairs.
The cover art is that illegal. Very nice. That was very nice. Nice reunion. Thank you. Thank you for coming back.
Are we done?
I think we're done. Yeah. We got some numbers. Did we do the numbers for the box set?
Did we do the numbers?
Mm. We didn't do the numbers. Oh well, you can go and read the reviews and see the numbers.
No, that bit wasn't about numbers. We don't put a number against it.
Well, it's 55 quid to import, so we do put a number against it. But
that is true.
But yeah, well worth it.
How much have I spent on them?
Yeah, you've spent a lot. I mean, I spent a lot, so you must have spent a stupid amount.
Anyway.
But worth it.
Yes.
It is worth it. Yeah. I mean, it's not. But yeah, it is worth it.
It's like you buggers got a podcast out of it. There you go.
Yes, we did. We used you and your wealth of knowledge and your ridiculous
You just used me, Harlow. Collection. You just, I feel so used.
Yes, I do, yeah. And oh, and I've got a poster behind me of bloody F1. Go and see
F1.
That. There you go. I'm not going to tell you anything about it, but go and see it.
Nah.
So it should have been called Apex.
Number in the title.
9. Oh, sorry, no, 1. No, 1 is misleading.
See, kids, and that's why you need to read the words.
You let us know if there's anything we've not covered you think we should check out. That's it for the Screen Time podcast this week. Thanks to the movies team. If you enjoyed it, give us a like and subscribe to the channel. Plus, hit the notification bell so you don't miss out when we publish our live streams, product reviews, and more. If you really like this podcast, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/AVForums. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook and bookmark AVForums.com for the latest reviews, news, and more. Plus, give us a 5-star rating on whichever service you use, if they allow, but only if you enjoyed the show. More importantly, become a supporter, because there's some really good 4K steelbooks and limited editions out there, which we're talking about, and they cost a lot of money, and you can get them for free. So, you know, become a supporter because you like 4K. Thank you for watching and listening. Join us for another podcast soon.
Here's all.